Begin the current daf, Pesachim daf nun ches. We begin with the new Mishnah, the new Perek, Perek Tamid Nishchat. Again, continuing the second half of Masechet Pesachim, besides Arvei Pesachim, which talks about the halachas that were applicable in the Beis Hamikdash, specifically regarding the halachas of Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah begins, Tamid, regarding the Karban Tamid of Shalbein Harbaim, which is that every day there's two Karban Tamids, a Tamid that's brought in the morning, which is every day, Tamid means steady, constant, and then there's a Karban that's brought in the evening. So the Karban Tamid, Nishchat b'shmoinu mechta, it's slaughtered at 8.5 hours into the day, and that is the day is split into 12 hours, and 8.5 hours into the day is when it's slaughtered. B'karv b'tishra mechta, and then the end of the Karban, its end of when it's brought onto the Mizbeach, is brought at 9.5 hours into the day, which it would take an hour from when they would slaughter it until they would finish up the hakrava of their Karban. As the Gemara is going to explain the reason for this. That is on a regular day. Again, that it's 8.5 hours that it's slaughtered and 9.5 hours that it's finished up the carbon. However, be'arvei pesachim, however, on Erev Pesach, where there they would make the carbon tumid earlier, because the carbon Pesach has to be brought after the carbon tumid shabein abayim, as the Gemara explains in the Braisa. Where do you know that carbon Pesach is brought after the tumid? So therefore, since in Erev Pesach, you had to still bring the carbonus after the carbon tumid shabein abayim of the evening, nishchat b'sheva u'mechza. It was slaughtered an hour earlier on 7.5 hours into the day, b'karv b'shmoin u'mechza, and then the carbon was finished at 8.5 hours, and that is b'im b'chol b'ei b'shabbos. That's whether it's during the weekday, whether it's Shabbos. On Erev Pesach, that is either Friday or Shabbos, no matter what day it is, it's going to be brought at 7.5 and finished at 8.5. However, a third case, Chal Erev Pesach li is be'erev Shabbos, if Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos, which then you have to make it even earlier, because not only do you have to slaughter the Karban Pesach after the Karban Tamid, you also have to then roast it when it's still Friday, because on Shabbos, you can't go ahead and roast it on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to roast on Shabbos. So then, Nishchat B'Sheish HaMechza, then you slaughter the Karban Tamid at 6.5 hours into the day, B'Karv B'Sheva Mechza, and then you finish up the Karban at 7.5, and then V'Pesach Akra, but then you could have time to bring the Karban Pesachs and roast it before becoming Shabbos, when then you can't cook anymore because of Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks, but not in the middle, from where do we know these things? First, starting off with the Ikra Halacha, that when is it that you bring the Karban Tamid Bein Harbayim, what time is it, and when specifically? So Amar Bishu Ben Levi. Damakrat says a pasuk in Bamidbar, as a keves echad tasav abayker, one lamb is brought in the morning, as a keves hasheni tasav ben abayim, and one lamb is brought in the evening. Again, this is the Karban Tamids, which are brought one in the morning, one at night. Now it says Bein Harbayim. Now from 6 hours, meaning in other words from afternoon time towards the evening time, when you have that period of 6 hours, that's when the shadows, so to speak, the shade starts turning. That's going from, because the sun has already been moving from the east to the west, that's called Bein Harbayim, between the evenings. Now, essentially, it should have written Be'erev, in the evening is when you're bringing the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. But it changed it. It didn't say in the evening. It said Bein Harbayim. What's this two evenings, so to speak, this pluralistic Bein Harbayim between the evenings? What are these two evenings? It's one evening. So on that, the drash is Chalkehu, that split up the evening of the 6 hours into two parts. Lebein Shnei Aravim, to tell you that when should you bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, between the two evenings, between the two afternoons, which is afternoon, which is already after noonday, which then there's 6 hours to, on the perfect day, let's say day would be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you have Beis Shoyis and Mechz Lekan, you have 2.5 hours before you bring the Karban Tamid. Then you have Shtei Shoyis and Mechz Lekan, you have 2.5 hours after you bring it. So you're splitting it up into two. And then, b'sha'achas l'siyasa, and as we explained in that Mishnah, it takes an hour to do the whole Karban Tamid, to slaughter it, and then to finish up the Haktar, which that will be, as our Mishnah said, that 8.5 hours is when you begin, 9.5 hours is when you end. So then you can have, till the evening, from noon, you can have, in that 6 hours, you have that 5 hours, 2.5, 2.5, an hour of doing it. That is the source for this halacha, of that the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is brought at that time. Now, Musav Rava, Rava asks on this interpretation of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. From a Mishnah, our Mishnah, it says, Be'arvei Pesachim, on Erev Pesach, it's going to be brought differently. Nishchat b'sheva mechtz, it's brought an hour earlier, slaughtered at 7.5, v'karv b'shmein mechtz, and then it's finished up the carbon at 8.5, and that's b'imachal b'imashabbos. On this, Rava asks, v'isokatayitech b'shmein mechtz d'ayraisa, if you would think, as you said, that when it's usually brought, it's 8.5 hours, that's a biblical source, as you just brought from a pasuk of Bein Harbayim, that's your interpretation, then heichem mikad min alei, how on Erev Pesach do we do it an hour earlier if that's going against the halacha of the pasuk that it says Bein Harbayim? So Elam Rava, rather Rava says that the whole halacha that our Mishnah is talking about is just a takana drabban. That's what the Rabbanah instituted. And that is because essentially mitzvasi the tamid, the carbon tamid's biblical halacha, is truthfully can be wrought for all those 6 hours. That is, as the Gemara says, Mishinotu tzloli erev, from when the evening shadows begin, which is from halfway of the seven towards the evening when the sun is turning towards the west. And now the shadows on the east, in other words, because as Rashi explains, when somebody is directly under the sun, then the sun is going to be going directly beneath him. It's only that when he's on either side, that, for example, as Rashi says over here on this daf, he says that between Chatzi Shesh and Chatzi Sheva, then the sun is in the middle of the sky, and then there's no shadows, rather it's going to be only beneath the person. However, sometimes you see a shadow of a person coming that way, that's going to be from what he calls Chatzi Sheva, and later on, that's when the evening begins. So essentially, it's right away when it's after, a little bit after noon, that then it's going to begin the evening, and then ready, then you can bring the Karma Tamid. Now, my time, what is the reason? Damakra, because the Pasuk says, as we just explained, Bein Harbayim, between the evenings. In other words, Me'idna Demascha Shim Shlamar, from the beginning of when the sun begins to set, between that setting, that evening, and the real evening, which are those basically, essentially 6 hours, is the entire time could be brought to Karma Tamid. Now, Hilkach, therefore, this is what the Chacham instituted, why, as we find in our Mishnah, different Zmanim. Because although we said you could bring it at any time in that Torah, this is Rav's interpretation. However, B'shayim Ha'Shana, therefore, by other days of the year, by a regular day, Dik and the Dharm and the Dabas, where there's many Karbanas brought during the day. People bring what they had donated, what they had taken a vow to bring. Drachmanam, that the Torah says, Aleha, that on it, Chelvei HaShlamim, should be brought all the fats of all the carbon shlamims. Now, V'amamar, as the Gemara will explain later on this parak, that they made a drush on this. Aleha, on it, is a reference to what the Pasuk is talking about, the Tamid Shel Shachar. On the first carbon brought in the day, which is this lamb, HaShlam Kol HaKarbonis Kulam. That's what it says, Aleha Chelvei HaShlam, that you should complete all the carbonis. And that excludes only on the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar, then after that you complete all the carbons, but not after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Because after that last carbon, that again, there's every day two carbons brought, one in the morning, one in the evening. After the evening carbon Tamid is brought, you're not allowed to bring any carbon. And that's the two drushas the Gemara will bring at the end of the daf. Therefore, though we say, Zrizim Akdim La Mitzvahs, so therefore you would think to make the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim as early as you could, let's say 6.5 hours into the day. We said, no, we're going to try to push it as late as we can because we're not going to be able to bring any Karbanas after that. And people have a lot of Karbanas to bring. So Machrin Le Tarte Shoy, so we push it off 2 hours. Vavdin Le B'Shmoyne Mechts, instead of bringing it 6.5, we bring it 8.5 so that people could bring their Nadarm and the Davis and they will be kushered to be brought. And now Shabbos also, although, as the Gemara will explain later, there's no Nedarim and the Dove is brought on Shabbos, we still push on Shabbos it off also, as that because of, as the Gemara will explain, because we're concerned about Nedarim and the Dove is during the weekday. If we're going to start making it earlier on Shabbos, then we might come to do that even on the weekday. And again, we're going to be back to that problem about when the people are going to be able to bring their Karbanas. So therefore, we push it off to 8.5. However, what our Mishnah said, Be'arvi Pesachim, however, on Erev Pesach, the Ikar Pesach Achrav, that you're right. Usually you make it as late as possible because the Nedarim and the Davis. But Erev Pesach, you have to bring the Karban Pesach only after the Karban Tamid. So you can't put it the Karban Tamid too late because you're not going to have time to do the Karban Pesach of all of Klal Yisrael afterwards. So Kabmin and Leishachas, so we make it an hour earlier, Vavdin Lebesheva Mechza. And therefore we make it at 7.5. Now, however, even more than that, which was the third case of our Mishnah, was Chal Erev Pesach Liyas Erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, Deikonamitz Liyasa, not only do the people have to be able to bring their Karban Pesach after the Karban Tamid, they also have to have enough time to then roast it, because you can't do it on Shabbos, to Loidachi Shabbos, the roasting of the Karban Pesach. A, first of all, it's a Tzarech Hedyot, it's not something that's Tzarech Gevaya, which the Beis Hamikdash, they were allowed to do burning things and cook, but however, not in for the commoners, which they do out in their home. And also, it's something that could have been done from before Shabbos, so therefore it's not going to be Deicha. So mukmin and la'adine. In such a case, then we establish it on the ikar hadin of when the carbon tamid can be brought, which, as we explained, from when the shadow from the shade begins, which is by 6.5 hours into the day, as we said, b'sheisha mechza, and that explains all the three different zmanim our Mishnah mentioned. That is a regular day; we make it as late as possible, so people can bring their karbanas. Because once the tamid shel bein harbayim is brought, it's too late. So you make it at 8.5 on Erev Pesach. which is not Erev Shabbos, so then you make it 7.5 because you have to bring the karbanos. When it's Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos, where then you're not going to be able to, you have to even roast it after you bring the karban Pesach, then we make it on the earliest it can be brought, which is 6.5. So now related to this discussion that we were just talking about regarding the different zmanim of karban tamid, as we found in that Mishnah three different times when it's brought, and that is relative to regular day, relative to Erev Pesach, and relative to when Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that is enigmatic regarding its interpretation, and the Gemara will bring three different interpretations exactly what the brisa is talking about and what the machlekes is a reference to. So tomorrow we'll learn the brisa. Kisidurai, like the order of the karban tamid b'chayil, the way it's normally brought during the weekday, kach sidur b'shabbos, that's exactly how it's brought on Shabbos. Divrei b'shmol, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, Kisidurai b'erev Pesach. When is the karban tamid brought on Shabbos? It's the way it's brought on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara asks, Maikama, what exactly is an interpretation over here? What are they arguing about? Regarding what type of tamid, and what day is it, and what are they both referencing to that it would be like? So the first interpretation, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Hachakama, this is what we're talking about. And he basically says it's in the context of Erev Pesach. He says, Kisidurei b'chol b'erev ha-Pesach. Just like the karban tamid is brought when it's a weekday on Erev Pesach, which was the second case of our Mishnah, which we had said is 7.5 hours into the day, because we said you have to still bring the Korban Pesach afterwards. Kach Sidurei b'Shabbos b'Erev HaPesach. That's exactly how it's going to be if Erev Pesach is on the Shabbos, that it's also going to be at 7.5 hours into the day. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's a opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, because you're still going to have to bring the Korban Pesach after the Korban Tamid is brought. So essentially, Shabbos is the same as a weekday. It's not Erev Pesach regarding the cooking, because anyway, it's not going to roast it during the day. You're going to have to roast it after Shabbos is over. So it's going to be 7.5 hours in the day. That's opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Kiva Imehi says, Kisidurei b'erev ha-Pesach, shechali is b'erev Shabbos. Kach sidurei b'Shabbos. You want to know when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos? It's not the same as the middle case of a Mishnah. It's the same as the third case of a Mishnah. It's going to be at 6.5 hours into the day, just like when we said when Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos is at 6.5 hours, because we said you have to still bring the carbon and still roast it. So he says that same halacha would apply on Shabbos. And the reason for this is because, yes, you have to make it earlier because you have to bring the carbon Pesach afterwards. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel said 7.5 hours. Why does he say it's at 6.5 hours? Because on Shabbos, there are no nedarim and nedavos that are brought that you would have to make it later, albeit we're saying you have to make it earlier because it can't be too late because you have to bring the carbon afterwards, but you don't have to make it any later whatsoever because generally you say you'll make it 7.5 hours, not 6.5 because you still have to bring the Darm Nedavis even though it's Erev Pesach, but in Shabbos you don't bring the Darm Nedavis. So therefore you go back to the Iker Din of what it is, which is that you're allowed to bring the carbon Tumid from 6.5 hours in, and because there's no need to make it any later and you might as well make it as early as possible, so that you could bring all the carbon Pesachs in its time. So that's the machlekes regarding, do we say that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, is it like Erev Shabbos, as Rabbi Kiva says, or is it like any other day that it's going to be at 7.5 hours and not like Erev Shabbos? So on that, the Gemara says, Masnit Niktani, and therefore, according to this interpretation of Abaya, our Mishnah that taught that when Erev Pesach, you're going to bring the carbon at 7.5 hours, of Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, whether it's the weekday or even on Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel, that's obviously going like Rabbi Shmuel, because according to Rabbi Kiva, he says, no, Shabbos is like Erev Shabbos, at 6.5, not at 7.5, so obviously our Mishnah, when they said in the middle case, that when it's on the Karban Tamid on Erev Pesach, it's going to be at 7.5, whether weekday or Shabbos, besides Erev Shabbos, that's like Rabbi Shmuel. So now the Gemara says, my kamifke, what exactly is the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Now, although we just explained before, but essentially the Gemara's question is, why does Rabbi Shmuel hold that you make it, if it falls out on Shabbos, on 7.5 hours, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? It makes sense, like what Rabbi Kiva had said, because there's still a lot of carbon Pesachs to have to be brought and slaughtered and to finish up all the Haktara parts. And so, as Rashi explains that, we understand very well when Erev Pesach is on a regular weekday, so that you're not going to make it 6.5. You'd rather you push it off an hour, 7.5, because even though it's Erev Pesach, there are still people that bring the Nedarim and the Davus. But in Shabbos, why would I make it any later than it has to be? In other words, and as Rashi says even more, I understand other Shabboses that we weren't concerned to make it into 6.5 hours, and to change it from the weekday to make it from instead of 7.5 to make it 6.5, because we didn't want to then get used to making the Karban Tumah at 6.5, then they might do it on the weekday. And then again, you're going to be messing up the Nedarim and Davus of the weekday. But now when it's on, because of the Karban Pesach, it's once a year, you should make it earlier to 6.5. Why does Rabbi Shmuel argue under Bekiva and not make the Tumah on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos at 6.5? So that the Gemara says, according to Abai's interpretation, this machloikis regarding if it's 7.5 or 6.5, is it like when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, is it like Erev Shabbos or like every other day? That depends on some other criteria. And that's b'musafin kredmin lebezichin kemifke. That's regarding, do we say that the carbon musaf that's burnt on Shabbos, does that come before the bezichin? Now the bezichin were levina, this frankincense, that was put on these two bezichin, like these two types of spoons, that would be put on the two different groupings of the lechem upon them, which were these 12 breads, 6 and 6. And the Shabbos, they would take away the old ones, and then they would organize two new ones. As it says, b'yom ha-Shabbos yarechena, that on the day of Shabbos is when they were prepared. Now then they would go ahead and bring as a haktara these bezichin, these spoons of levina. And that they were what permitted the lechems, the breads of the lechem upon them to be eaten. And it was like an askari, it was a remembrance for the breads that the Kohanim would be able to eat. And then they would split all the breads amongst the Kohanim. Now that required an hour to do this whole process. So the machloikis was, which one is brought first? Is the Karban Tumah brought, the Karban Musaf brought first? Or is it the bezichin? As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Shmuel Sava, he held, Musafin Kaimin lebezichin. The Karban Musaf is brought before you take off these spoons, these bezichin of the levina, and when you makter it. And the Zman of Musaf has to be at least after 6 hours into the day, because it says the word yom, day by it, and it doesn't say boiker, which means morning. As it says in the Pasuk, Dvar yom b'yomai, has to be brought on its day. Now we learn the Masechtas Yuma in Perek Amar Lema Munah on Daf Lamedal Lamedalev, that boiker always means something earlier, and yom means something later. Now, so since Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Musaf has to come before the Bezichim, so Avaluhu L'Musafim B'Sheish, you can't bring the Musaf any earlier, you would bring it at 6 hours into the day, when it's already Yom, it's not Baker anymore. U'Bezichim B'Sheva, and then the Bezichim are brought at the 7th hour, because you have to make it later than the Karban Musaf. Because by the Karban Musaf, it says Yom, one time. By Bezichim, it says Bayom, 2 times, which from there the Gemara learns that according to the one that says Musafim, come before the bezichin, Masechtas Yuma, is because it says b'yom haShabbos, b'yom haShabbos 2 times, which means to say that it's coming even later. So therefore, now that we said that you have the Karban Musaf at 6 and you have the bezichin at 7, then va'avalu l'tamid b'sheva mechta. So then you're bringing the Karban Tumah at 7.5 hours into the day. Now, as Rashi says, truthfully, we could have said at the beginning of the 8th hour, but Rashi says first of all that maybe the lechem upon them would not be finished given out by that time, because as we said, it takes a while, and also we're not going to go start changing all these different zmanim. Either we do it at 6.5 according to the Ikar Din when the Karban Tumah brought, or we do it at 7.5 like it is on every other Erev Pesach, which as we said, it's brought at 7.5 somewhere in the middle to get the Nedarim and the Davus and to be able to do the Karban Pesach afterwards. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds in this case, which you can't do it at 6.5, as we explained, because it's on Shabbos when you have to bring the Karban Musaf at 6 and then the bezichin only at 7, so then we're going to be bringing the Karban Tumah at 7.5. Whereas Rabbi Kiva holds, Bezichin Karban L'Musafin. The Bezichin are brought before the Karban Musaf. And that is as the Gemara there learns from Chukah, from the Chavitin, where he learns that the Bezichin are brought before the Musafin. And therefore, Bezichin B'Chamish. So then you don't have to wait till the Karban Musaf is brought, which has to be at Yom later on. Rather, it can be brought at the 5th hour. U'Musafin B'Sheish, and the Karban Musaf can be brought at the 6th hour. And therefore, you could bring the Karban Tumah at 6.5. So again, essentially is that according to the interpretation of Abaya, everyone would agree when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you would bring the Karban Tumah at 6.5, because might as well make it as early as possible. There's no reason to make it later, because we're not concerned, it's not every Shabbos to do that, that then we would be concerned it might confuse with the weekday. And also, there's no Nedarim and Davus on Shabbos, so yeah, make it Adine, which is 6.5. The only machlekes is regarding, do we say, does the Karban Musaf come before Bezichin? That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. And therefore, the Musaf is at 6, Bezichin at 7, and the earliest we could do when the falls on Shabbos is at 7.5, whereas Rabbi Kiva holds that no, Bezichin come first, so then you could make it at 5 hours into the day, Musaf at 6, and then you could bring the Karban Tumah at 6.5. However, Mask Vila Rava. Rava asks on this interpretation of Abaya, in his understanding of what this Bryce was talking about. It says, Midi Rebbe Akiva, did Rebbe Akiva say these words in what you're explaining into the Braisa, Kisidroi Be'erv HaPesach Shechalias Be'erv Shabbos Ketani? Did he say that when the Karban Tamid is going to be on Shabbos, that in which you said it was in the context of Erev Pesach, did he say that it's going to be like when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, which is what you wanted to say, that it's going to be 6.5 hours? Kisidroi Be'erv HaPesach Stamek Ketani. All he said, and if you read the words, he said it's going to be as it's brought on Erev Pesach, which is in general, which is 7.5 hours. In other words, in the words of Rabbi Kiva is where he's asking, and that's why Rashi says he didn't ask from the words of Rabbi Shmuel, which that also is a question, which because Rava learns like Abaye in that context of what he was saying in Rabbi Shmuel. However, that little bit, which is questionable on that, is what the Gemara will later ask on Rava's pshat, what Rabbi Bar Ula will ultimately say a third pshat. However, he's asking, at least on the wording of Rabbi Kiva, is that how can you say that they were arguing regarding when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, fine, that's the case, which he's agreeing, even though Rabbi Shmuel doesn't say those words. However, but then Rabbi Kiva was saying that it's like Erev Pesach that falls on Erev Shabbos, those words that falls on Erev Shabbos. He doesn't say those words. So where do you see that he's saying it should be brought at 6.5 hours, like the third case of a Mishnah, when he doesn't say those words? Elamar Rava, rather Rava says a different interpretation to this price. Hachikama, this is what the price was saying. Kisidro, the way the Karban Tamid is brought, b'chol di alma, not like Abaye said that we were talking all in the context of Erev Pesach, as it's brought on a normal weekday, which is 8.5 hours into the day. Kach sidre b'Shabbos b'Erev HaPesach. That is how it's brought on Shabbos of Erev Pesach. And again, that's in that context is what Rabbi does agree to Abaye, that we are talking about Erev Pesach. And that is because when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, that is very unique, different than for sure when it falls on Erev Shabbos, which we had said, then you make it in our Mishnah 6.5. And it's different even that it is during the weekday, a regular weekday, which we said you make it at 7.5. On this first opinion, which is Rabbi Shmuel, he says, you're not going to be making the Pesach earlier as you do normally during a normal year because you don't have to and you cannot roast it until the evening because again, it's Shabbos. And hence, we're going to try to make it as late as possible because we don't want the meat to hang around because it's going to get spoiled and going to get ruined. So therefore, just like it's brought during a normal day, a regular weekday, which is at 8.5 hours, that is when the Karban Tamid will be brought on Erev Pesach when the falls on Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Kiva argues, he says, Kisidrei be'Erev HaPesach. It's going to be brought as it's brought on every Erev Pesach, which is, like the second case of our Mishnah, of 7.5 hours into the day, and that's because ultimately, still, you have a lot of Karban Pesachs that have to be brought. You have to bring it earlier before it gets nighttime, is when it has to be brought, of Ben Harbayim. So therefore, he says 7.5. Again, so we are talking about, on this point, Rava agrees to Abaye, that we are talking about regarding when is the Karban Tamid brought on Erev Pesach, that falls out on Shabbos. The thing that he was arguing was regarding the interpretation of, so what is it like? On that, Rabbi Shmuel is saying, like a regular weekday, and that is on regarding Rabbi Kiva, saying how it's brought on the regular of Erev Pesach, and they're arguing, is it brought at 8.5 when it's on Shabbos, or is it brought in 7.5? Rabbi Shmuel was concerned about it getting spoiled, so he said it was at 8.5. And Rabbi Kiva says it's brought like every Erev Pesach. The only different one is Erev Shabbos, but Shabbos, the same as weekday, is going to be brought at 7.5, which is, again, almost the reverse of what Abaye had said, that Abaye had said Rabbi Kiva is going to be 6.5 when it's on Shabbos, and Rabbi Shmuel was 7.5, and now he's saying that Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi is saying is Rabbi Kiva is 7.5, and Rabbi Shmuel is going to be 8.5. And on that, the Gemara concludes, according to Rabbi's interpretation, Masnit Nigtani, Beimcha Beimshabbos, our mission that says that the Karban Pesach that falls on an Erev, that regarding the Karban Tamid that falls on an Erev Pesach, it's going to be brought at 7.5. That whether it's going to be Beimchol, Beimshabbos, is Rabbi Kiva. He obviously that's Rabbi Kiva, who, according to this interpretation, he's the one that's saying it's 7.5, and not like Rabbi Shmuel says it's at 8.5. So Gemara says, "My Kamifki, what are they arguing about?" Says we had explained, but Michmar Bistro Kamifki, they're arguing regarding this concern about the moral, this meat getting spoiled again because you can't roast it until the evening because it's Shabbos. And Rabbi Shmuel Savar Chashin LeMichmar Bistro, we're concerned about getting spoiled, and therefore we try to push it off as much as possible to slaughter it at 8.5 before, like almost right before it gets dark. Rabbi Kiva Savar Loi Chashin LeMichmar Bistro, Rabbi Kiva is not concerned. Therefore, since we still have to get all the carbons and we want to leave ourselves enough time, and then we'll do it at 7.5 like every year of Pesach. However, the Gemara continues on with Beis and asks, according to Rabbi Kiva's interpretation, Eloi Chashina, if you're not concerned about the meat getting spoiled, so now the Besheshe Mechza, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you should do the Karban Tamid at 6.5 hours into the day. Because ultimately, there are still a lot of Karban Pesachs that are brought. And now on Shabbos, you don't have to make it later, meaning at 7.5, earlier than the earliest it could be brought at 6:30 because of Nedarim and Davus, they're not brought on Shabbos. So therefore, why don't you just make it at 6:30? And that the Gemara answers like we had said before in Abaye's interpretation. Kesavar, ultimately, that's the pin he has, the Musafid Koyim LeBezichin. The Karban Musaf has to be brought, again, we're talking about Shabbos when the Karban Musaf is brought, before the Bezichin, and therefore, obviously, you're going to have to bring the Bezichin at 7, and you won't be able to be bringing at that time the Karban Tamid, because Abaduhu the Musafin Beshesh, you have to first, earliest you can bring the Karban Musaf, that's at 6 or 6.5 hours into the day. Ubezichin Besheva, and the Bezichin at 7, and then Vavle Tamid Besheva Mechza, and then you do Karban Tamid at 7.5. But you're right. Although, essentially, we would want to do it the earliest, but you cannot for a different reason because of the Bezichin and only then to bring the Karban Tamid. However, now the Gemara asks on Rava's interpretation in this Braisa. Mask v'lo Rava bar Ula. And he asks from the words of Rabbi Shmuel, which Rava had asked on Abaye from Rabbi Kiva. He's asking even earlier from Rabbi Shmuel, and that is in the context of the case. Midi kisidre b'chol, kach sidre b'shabes b'erev ha-pesach divri b'shmuel katani. So you argued on the application, but I'm asking on the actual case. Did Rabbi Shmuel say that regarding how you make the Karban Tamid during the weekday, that's how, regarding the case that you're saying they're arguing about, that's how you make it on Shabbos of Erev Pesach? That's what Rabbi Shmuel said? He doesn't talk about Erev Pesach whatsoever. He just said the way the Karban Tamid is brought on the weekday, that's how it's brought on the Shabbos. So what are you saying that they were arguing regarding the case of Erev Pesach on Shabbos? And you're right, you argued in Abaye that on the application of that to say that, oh, Rabbi Kiva doesn't say that of a weekday of Erev Pesach, that it doesn't say. But they don't even say in the case of Shabbos that they're arguing about Erev Pesach. So therefore, Elam, Rabbar, Ula, he says the third interpretation. He says, this is what the Braisa is saying. Kisidre b'chol di'alma, the way a Karban Tamid is brought on every regular weekday, which as we explained in the first case of Mishnah, which is at 8.5 hours into the day, that's how a Karban Tamid is brought on a regular Shabbos of a regular day of the year. Now, although there are no Nedarim and Nedavos on Shabbos, so why is it brought 8.5 hours into the day? But we're concerned about Nedarim and Nedavos of a weekday, and that is because if we allow you to bring it earlier on Shabbos, you might come to do it earlier on the weekday, and then in the weekday you're going to have the problem that the Nedarim and Nedavos are going to be brought afterwards will become possible. So therefore, Shabbos we do the same time as we do it during the weekday. Divrei Rishmol again, nothing to do with Erev Pesach. B'Kiva Omer, he says that the Karban Tamid of Shabbos is kisidre be'erev ha-pesach di'alma. It's brought on Shabbos, the timing it's brought on a regular Erev Pesach, that kach sidre b'Shabbos di'alma, that's when it's brought on a regular Shabbos, and that is on every Shabbos Rabbi Kiva holds, it's brought at 7.5 hours into the day, the way it's usually brought on Erev Pesach, which we said that Erev Pesach is brought an hour earlier because you have to bring the Karban Pesach afterwards. So that is the same on every Shabbos because he does not make this gezer. He's not concerned that if we bring on Shabbos an hour early that you might do it the weekday and then have the problem of the Darm and the Davos. And therefore, consequently, Masnit and Diktani. So our mission that says regarding Erev Pesach, that it's brought to Karban Tamid at 7.5. Bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos, whether Erev Pesach is Friday or is a regular weekday or Shabbos, divrei hakol hi. That's according to everyone, even according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, because they weren't talking about, at least according to this last interpretation, about Erev Pesach whatsoever, not like Abaye and Rava. Rather, they were talking about a regular Shabbos. And therefore, they both agree to our Mishnah that, yes, but the Karban Tamid on Erev Pesach, that would be brought an hour earlier, whether it's on the weekday or whether it's on Shabbos. So now the Gemara asks, but my Kamefer, according to this last interpretation of Rabba Ula, what are they arguing about specifically? That's Begzeris Nedavis Benedarm Kamefer. They're arguing regarding, do we make a decree regarding Nedarm and Nedavis? Rabbi Shmuel Sava, he says, Gezrina Shabbos Adachel. We make a Gzera of not allowing Shabbos to be brought earlier, although there's no Nedarm and Nedavis, but because we're concerned that during the weekday you're going to have that problem. Rabbi Kiva Sav, Kiva holds, Lo Gezrina, we don't make a Gzera, and therefore we will make it earlier, we'll make it even 7.5, and not 8.5 the way it's normally brought during the weekday. But now the Gemara asks, similar to as it asked on the previous interpretation. So, Eloi Gezrini, if according to Rabbi Kiva, we don't make this Gezerah, we're not concerned. So, Navdi Bivava Mechza, we should bring the Karban Tamid on Shabbos at 6.5 hours, as Rashi explains, because of his reason, Magdim Lemitzis. Although there's no need to make it 6, you can make it 7.5, but we always want to do the mitzvah as early as possible and then do it at 6.5. There's no reason to push it later. And that the Gemara says, as it said before in the other two interpretations, Kesav and Musaf and Koyman Bezichim. He would make it 6.5. But he holds that the Karban Musaf is brought before the Bezichin are brought. And Musaf Meshesh, we said the Kav Musaf can't be brought before 6 hours into the day because it says Yom. Ubezichin Mezayin, and then only Bezichin are brought at 7. V'avad Leilat Tamid Bezayin Mechza, and then we bring the Karmat Tamid at 7.5 hours into the day. And that is why the opinion of Rabbi Akiva was at 7.5, but it doesn't have to be 8.5 because he's not concerned as Rabbi Shmuel. So again, those are the three interpretations of that Braisa, whether it's talking about Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, or whether it's talking about a regular Shabbos, and they were arguing about if it's brought at 8.5 or at 7.5. Now the Gemara asks, Meisvei. We learned in the Braisa, Tamid, regarding the Karmat Tamid, it speaks about these three cases that, like we spoke about in our Mishnah, and the Gemara will ask, based on this Braisa, on the interpretations that we have on the Braisa that we just mentioned before. So it says, regarding the Karmat Tamid, first of all, Kol Hashana Kula Karv Kilchasa. The whole entire year, a regular day, it's brought as it's normally brought, which is Nishchat B'Shmayinim Echza. It's brought at, it's slaughtered at 8.5 hours into the day, but Karv B'Tasim Echza, and then it's concluded at 9.5 hours into the day. The second case, Uba Ereva Pesach, like the second case about Mishnah, then Nishchat B'Zayinim Echza, then slaughtered at 7.5 hours into the day, but Karv B'Chasim Echza, and then it's finished at 8.5, as we had explained on Mishnah, because you need to do it a little bit earlier to bring the Karmat Pesach afterwards. The third case, which is not the same as the third case of our Mishnah, which was talking about when it falls out on Erev Shabbos, here it gives a different third case, which will be related to this machlokes of how to interpret the Braisa. Chali is b'Shabbos. If the Karban Tamid is being brought on Shabbos, again, it doesn't say if it's talking about Erev Pesach and that, but it says if it's on Shabbos. K'chali is b'Sheni b'Shabbos. Then it will be as if it's on a Monday, and that is Erev Pesach, on a Monday, which is when the Karban Tamid is brought, at 7.5 hours into the day, Div Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel is saying that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it's going to be the same as when it's on a Monday, which is that, as we just explained in the previous case, in the second case, it's brought at 7.5 hours. B'Kiva Emehi says, Kesiduri b'Erev Pesach, it's brought when it's on Shabbos, as it's brought on Erev Pesach. Now, what does it mean by Erev Pesach? That can't mean like every Erev Pesach, because that would essentially be what Rabbi Shmuel is saying, which was B'Sheni B'Shabbos as a regular weekday on Erev Pesach. So Bishlam al-Abaye Nich, according to Abaye, it makes sense that he says that from the fact that Rabbi Shmuel said that when it falls out on Shabbos, then it's like when it falls out on a Monday. So you have to say that when Rabbi Akiva says that it's brought as it's brought on the Erev Pesach, that it doesn't mean like any regular day. He must be saying that it's like when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, which was like the other unique case, which was the third case of a Mishnah, which is that it's brought at 6.5 hours into the day, which was exactly how Abaye had interpreted their machlekes on the previous Braisa. What do we do when the Karban Tamid, when is it brought? When it's on Erev Pesach, that falls out on Shabbos. And then he said, Rabbi Shmuel says it's brought at 7.5, which is how he's interpreting this as a regular Erev Pesach on Sheni B'Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he said it's brought at 6.5, which is what he's saying, Luchari, when he's saying that it's brought like an Erev Pesach of what? Not of a regular day, not of Sheni B'Shabbos, must be of Erev Pesach, which that's the other unique case of Erev Shabbos, which that would be, as we said, at 6.5, because then you still have to slaughter it and finish it and do the roasting before Shabbos. So that's how it's going to be when it's brought on Shabbos too, as we'd explain, because there's no Nadar and the Davis, and we make it as early as possible, because then we would say that the Bezichin are brought before. El Rava, but according to Rava, that he says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the concern is when it's on Shabbos. We're concerned about the Karban Tamid meat, regarding the Karban Pesach meat, since you can't roast it on Shabbos, it's going to get spoiled. So he said that you bring it as it is on a regular Karban Tamid of a regular weekday, which is then it's brought at 8.5 hours into the day. So that's kasha, that's difficult, because over here we're teaching that it's brought as it is on Sheni B'Shabbos, which is at 7.5 hours. In other words, we said that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it's going to be as Erev Pesach is during the weekday, which is at 7.5. However, Rava's interpretation of the Braisa had learned in Rabbi Shmuel that when it falls on Shabbos, it's not going to be 7.5 as a regular Erev Pesach on a Monday. Rather, it's going to be as a regular weekday, not Erev Pesach, Karmat Tamid, which is at 8.5, because he's concerned about it getting spoiled. You want to do it as late as possible. So Amalcha Rava, Rava would respond to you that Lo Teima Kechal B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Don't learn in the interpretation of what we're quoting now from this Braisa that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it'll be like an Erev Pesach that falls out on a Monday. Ela Eima K'Sheni B'Shabbos Di Alma. say that to the contrary, when it's on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, then it's going to be as a regular Monday, a non-Erev Pesach case, which is exactly as how Rav had interpreted Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, which is at 8.5 hours into the day, because Rabbi Shmuel is concerned about the meat of the Karban Pesach getting spoiled because you can't roast it until the evening. So now the Gemara asks Meisvei, we learned the Braisa that's to the opposite, that Chal, if Erev Pesach is Lias B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls it on Shabbos, again, the case that we're discussing, is where this machlokes was in the interpretation of that braisa, is kisidre kol hashana kula, is as it's brought, the carbon tamid, a regular day of the year, which is 8.5 hours into the day. Again, divri bishmal, because he's concerned about the meat getting spoiled, according to Rabba's interpretation, so you bring it at 8.5 hours into the day, although it's Erev Pesach. Kiva, I mean, Kiva says, kisidre be'erev ha-pesach diyama. It's brought as it's brought on the regular Erev Pesach, which is at 7.5 hours into the day. So the Gemara says, Bishlim, the Rava Nicha, this Braisa seems to be exact like Rava, that when it's on Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel says 8.5, and Rabbi Kiva says 7.5. Labaya Kasha, according to Abaya, it's difficult, because he doesn't say it's going to be at Rabbi Shmuel 7.5 and Rabbi Kiva 6.5. To the contrary, he says, he doesn't say that it's 8.5 Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva 7.5. He says, Rabbi Shmuel 7.5 and Rabbi Kiva 6.5. Samalach Abaya says, similar to how Rava had responded to the previous Braisa, it says, Loitema Kisidri Kol Hashana. Don't say it means that how the carbon tum is brought on a regular day of the year, which is 8.5. Rather, ela'ima kesidri kol hashanim kulan. Rather, read it that it's when it's on Erev Pesach, as it's brought when it's a regular day of a weekday, which then you bring it at 7.5. That's the Rabbi Shmuel, that's how you're going to bring it when it falls out on Erev Pesach, which is exactly what he said. When it falls out on Shabbos, it's going to be as it is on a regular weekday, which is at 7.5 of Erev Pesach. Kiva says, Kisidri Erva Pesach Shechalis Be'er Shabbos. In other words, he puts in that context just the way he does in the Braisa, which although it doesn't say those words, that it's going to be on when it falls out on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, the Karban Tamid is going to be brought the same time it's brought of Erev Pesach that falls out on Erev Shabbos, which again is the third case of a Mishnah, which is at 6.5 hours into the day. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds will be when it falls out on Shabbos too, again because he makes it as early as possible on Shabbos, and therefore essentially that's as how Abaye's interpretation was of the Braises. So therefore the Gemara concludes that there's no complete clear challenges from either one of these Braises, not on Abaye's interpretation and not on Rava's interpretation. Now the Gemara brings a Braise that talks about a fundamental principle that we were discussing, but not implicitly, and now the Gemara is going to quote that. Talk about learning the Braise. Minayin shelo yehei davar, from where do we know that nothing should be brought and as a haktara on the maracha, on the fire that's on the mizbeach in the morning, koydim l'tamid shel shachar, before the tamid, that as we said, there's a tamid brought in the morning and there's a tamid brought in the evening. How do we know that nothing should be brought before the tamid of the morning? So Tamalayim, it says a pasuk, V'arch aleh ha'ha'el. It says a pasuk in Vayikra that you will prepare on it what's on it. So as Rashi says, this is said after where it says Uvir aleh ha'koyin, that the koyin will burn it up. We're talking about the fire that the marach, the pyre that was on the mizbeach. Then it says after you make the fire that the koyin will prepare the oila on top of that. Now the Gemara is my Tamuda. Where do you see from that word ha'oila that the oila, that it's reference to the Tamid Shel Shachar, that right after the fire, the first thing is the Tamid Shel Shachar. So I'm a Rav, the Rav says, because it says, Ha'ayla, the carbon ayla, which means ayla Rishayna, the first carbon ayla that's brought in the day. In other words, from the fact that it doesn't say V'archala ayla, that then you could prepare on it an ayla, rather it says the ayla, what it's saying is that you'll prepare on it right away, the ayla, the chashav one, which is always said before all the other aylas, which is the ayla's Tamid, which is brought in the Parashas Kabbanis, where the carbon Tamid is said first. And therefore we said, when it says ha'ayla vi, that is telling you that the first carbon to be brought is the carbon ayla, the tamid shel shachar. Now, ubinayin she'in dava karav achar tamid shel ben abayim. So we know nothing could be brought before the morning one. How do we know that nothing could be brought after the lamb of the evening one? Tamaloyim, and there the pasuk says, v'hikter aleha, that then you will sacrifice on it. Now that's going on the carbon tamid, which by the end of the pasuk it says, v'hikter al ha'ayla, what it's saying is basically that you will sacrifice on this ayla, in other words, after it, chel v'hashlam, the fats of the shlam, so that after the carbon tamid will be brought. So the Gemara is my Tamud, what is this learning, what's this teaching, that we know nothing can be brought after the evening one? So Abaye clarifies. It says, oleha, on the carbon tamid shel shachar, that on it, meaning after that, is when you bring the shlamim, the fats of the shlamim, that's when you bring the other karbanas. V'loy al chaver to shlamim, but you don't bring on the other one, its partner, which is the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, then you can't bring any Kabbonis after that. And that's the limud that's inferring from the morning one that, yes, Aleha Hashlem Kol HaKabbonis Kom. After the Tamid Shel Shachit, you bring all the Kabbonis, because nothing can be brought before. But not after the evening one, because nothing can be brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. However, Maskul Rava, Rava asks on this interpretation, he says, if that's the limud, maybe only carbon shlamims cannot be brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. Maybe carbon oilist you could, because the pasuk is just saying Allah hashlem, that is talking about you saying that from there you could bring the carbon shlamims, that the fats of the shlamim can be brought after the morning one, not after the evening one. But maybe that's only shlamim. Maybe carbon oilist, which has a higher sanctity, could be brought even after the evening Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. Say Elam Rabbi, rather Rabbi gives a different interpretation. It says in the pasuk Allaha that on it hashlamim, that could be brought the carbon shlam. However, he learns the word shlamim is a reference of a word of hashlem, of completion. And that is Allah hashlem kalakabonis kulam. That on the morning carbon tamid shel shachar, after that is when you complete all the karbonis, which would not be only shlam, which would be all the karbonis, which then says, however, regarding the evening one, then no more karbonis can be brought, because after the morning one is when you're completing it, but when the evening one is brought, then that's it. And therefore we have, this is the sources that we know, that nothing can be brought before the karbon tamid shel shachar, and nothing can be brought after the tamid shel ben arbayim.